Did you say your father put his own horseshoes on?
No. He took his horses to town, to the blacksmith. The blacksmith and the horseshoer, he was all the same man, you know. Mm-hmm. Most generally, I can't recall any blacksmith that couldn't shoe horses. But of course, it is two different trades.
Mm-hmm.
I had a brother that was a blacksmith, and he was a marvelous horseshoer. Good one.
Now,
were some fellas that followed horseshoeing, and that only, exclusively, and they still do. There's fellas that still shoe horses and don't do anything else but shoe horses. And I guess they make plenty of money at it.
I imagine they're pretty.
I've got a friend up here. I believe that this boy right here, this Jim, I believe they do their own shoeing out here. His uncle's got a ranch out here and runs some fine cattle, and they got a few saddle horses. I believe they do their own shoeing. And I've got a friend up here that has a ranch. He does his own shoeing. And I've got another friend that's got a ranch that runs a lot of cattle. There's a horseshoer comes to his place just regular from Arkansas City and tends to his horses, does the shoeing, keeps them shod all around, all his saddle horses all shod all around, you know, not rough shod, but just all 4 feet. But some fellas do their own shoeing, some don't. But I kind of believe that Jim, I asked Jimmy about that one time. And I said, "Do you fellas, where do you get your horses shod?" And he said, "Well, we shoe them ourselves." I'm pretty sure he told me that. They buy these shoes. I don't know who they get them from. Some hardware, I suppose. Hardware store, I imagine. They probably buy them with a keg, maybe. I don't know. I wouldn't say. But I believe Jimmy told me that they done their own shoeing.
And they get a certain size shoe to fit a certain size hook?
Yes, that's right. They run aughts, double aughts, ones, and like that. Different numbers. I don't know just exactly what. That is saddle horses.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you get into the work stuff, well, then they go twos, threes, and fours, and maybe five, you know, and get these big horses with these big old dinner plate feet, you know, where they take a big shoe.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Like the Clydesdale horse, he's got a big foot.
Now, is that whole foot hoof?
Hmm?
That whole foot is called the hoof?
It's the hoof, that's right. That's what they fasten the shoe to, the hoof. That's right, yeah.
And the frog is inside?
The frog's on the bottom of it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. That's right.
And yes. As a boy, was it common to play a game with horseshoes?
Hmm?
Was it common to play a game with
horseshoes? Goodness gracious, yes indeed. My goodness, yes. Get a set of big shoes off a big horse. You bet, them great big shoes. Of course, you can buy them, and you know you can buy them at a sporting goods place and to pitch. But then they never was on a horse's foot, and never would be. But that's the only kind we ever used. Just some that come off of our horses, off of our work stock. You betcha. Pitch horseshoes, good gracious, pitch horseshoes will have all the skin wore off of her fingers. Yes, sir. That's right.
Did they raise many sheep around here?
No. Did they now?
Were there many raised?
Not them days that I've been telling you about. No. Once in a while, you'd see somebody come up with a goat, maybe, or a couple of goats, or something like that. But no amount or any large quantity of them, you know, like any, like a herd,
mm-hmm.
or flock, or whatever they are. No, the sheep business has come along in recent years, I would say.
And a female sheep is called a
ewe.
Uh-huh.
That's right. I had to use that one of my crossword puzzles.
And the male sheep?
The male sheep is a ram. He's a ram. Yeah.
And do they raise these around here mostly for meat or?
I would say for their wool and